WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 66 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors, your voice for real estate in the Brazos Valley. Go to bcsrealtor.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School Board is holding a special meeting Wednesday night. Board President Doug Wunnenberger says they'll be interviewing three people interested in filling the remaining year of the vacancy after last month's resignation of John Street.
We have put together a list of questions that we will be asking them. They should, you know, be about the same.
Wunnenberger says no action will be taken following the interviews, which will be held behind closed doors.
They all look like very good candidates, so I wouldn't be worried about any one of them.
The candidates are James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn, Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, and Jerry Webb, who is an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center. Students and staff at College Station's middle and high schools will be seeing a change of uniformed law enforcement officers on their campuses. College Station School Board was told the police department wants to go in a different direction and is phasing out school resource officers after 20 years. Superintendent Clark Ely recommended at last week's board meeting entering a contract with the Brazos County Sheriff's Office.
I think it keeps that role with the professionals and really allow us to rely upon their expertise. I think that's probably the best way to go.
The board is tentatively scheduled at next month's board meeting to approve paying the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs who would be located at all three high schools and two middle schools. College Station Police has not responded to WTAW News if a Friday night shooting was related to the arrests of two men for filing false police reports. No one was arrested from the shooting at the Eastmark Apartments on Central Park Lane, where the unidentified victim was taken to the hospital for treatment of a non-life-threatening injury and released. College Station Police executing a search warrant near Wynwood Park last week led to the discovery of a safe containing more than 2 pounds of what the arrest report described as high-grade marijuana. That led to the arrest of one of two occupants of the home on Horseshoe Drive, 20-year-old Matthew Tuso. The street value of the marijuana was estimated at $6,400. A record number of registered voters in Brazos County can go to any of five voting centers starting today for the start of early voting. Among questions asked a week ago of those running for Bryan City Council at the Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum was whether outside agencies are allowed to keep some city money in reserve. From District 2 candidate Rafael Pena.
Are we talking about hot funds or general funds?
Well, any group who comes to you, third party, is generally a hot fund situation, is it not?
So, okay, so hot funds specifically. I know we're limited to what we can use those hot fund dollars on.
From District 2 candidate Prentice Madison.
I think some of those may need to be held in reserve, but I haven't been privileged to look at those reserves.
From District 1 candidate Al Sines.
Those fundings should be spent wisely, whether it's all of them in 1 year or it goes a year or two.
From District 1 candidate Raul Santana.
I don't know how much funding there is, but all I have to say to y'all is that the funding got to be equal amount to everyone.
And from District 1 candidate Ruben Marine.
First of all, let's take care of the infrastructure in District 1, City of Bryan. It's been neglected for far too long.
Comments from the candidates' forum can be heard online at WTAW.com. A professor at Texas A&M argues that Donald Trump is the best thing that's happened to American women in decades.
Professor Valerie Hudson says that he's been able to unite women of different political parties and different faiths because they are all disgusted by the way he treats females.
If Bill Clinton were campaigning for office in 2016, he would not be a nominee because of his behavior towards women. That's how far that we've come.
She says if Hillary Clinton wins, she has a real opportunity to keep these women united. A lot of it, she believes, will come down to whom she picks for the Supreme Court. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
And a stretch of the freeway in Bryan is closed today. Both directions between Boonville Road and Highway 21 were just shut down about 10 minutes ago to allow Bryan police to resume their investigation of a fatality crash that took place the weekend before last. Southbound lanes will reopen around 10 and northbound lanes between 11 and 1. WTAW News Time is about 9 minutes after 8. It's 65 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by the BCS Regional Association of Realtors. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Did you know that Bryan and College Station were both voted as top 10 most improved cities in the U.S. since the recession? Our market is booming, and now is the time to buy, sell, or invest. invest in real estate by partnering with one of the trustworthy realtors with the BCS Association of Realtors, Brazos Valley Realtors, investing their time, their efforts, and their energy in this community. Visit bcsrealtor.com to find an agent and get started on the next exciting chapter of your life.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. In my experience, most people don't expect as much as they should from their insurance agent. Your agent should be your advocate and your representative and should put your interests before his own or any insurance company's. Your agent should be a valuable and trusted resource. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, that is exactly who we are. Although we represent some of the top insurance companies in the nation, we understand that our clients are our number one priority. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station.
Good morning, 811, the Infomaniacs News Talk, 1620 WTAW. Got weather brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Sunshine, not much of that in the forecast for today. We may see it peak through the clouds, but we should see more clouds than sun. There's the chance for an isolated shower at temperatures 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine's with us tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And sunny close to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So a guy who got death threats after writing a letter to a newspaper complaining about women wearing yoga pants.
Don't mess with our yoga pants.
Wow.
Says it was meant to be humorous.
Not funny.
And he doesn't, complaining, he was just trying to make fun. Doesn't have an issue with yoga pants. He even owns a pair.
That's what he said.
Yeah. Wow. Alan Sorrento from Rhode Island wrote in his letter to the editor in the Barrington Times, quote, "Not since the miniskirt has there been something worn by so many women who should never have it on in the first place."
End wow.
Quote. Yeah. But the letter generated a huge outcry, and a group of women paraded through his neighborhood yesterday afternoon dressed in yoga pants, said that he received death threats, said he had hoped that the letter published last week would be enjoyed as a break from the current U.S. political campaign rhetoric.
Don't quit.
Blame it on them.
Don't quit your day job, buddy, if they
That's
let you it. Keep it.
Blame it on them. Okay. All right. I didn't know we'd have to do this story, but I guess we do. More than 90% of two-year-olds already have a presence online.
Wow.
Think about that. And about one-third first appear within their first 24 hours of life. Now, pediatricians are warning that parents should be more careful about how often and what they post about their children online. New study presented by the American Academy of Pediatrics at their national convention recommends that parents often need to be more careful about protecting the online identities of their children. Becoming familiar with the privacy policies of the website they post on and never sharing their child's location in a post.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and do this. I probably shouldn't, and I'll probably make people mad. But when your child has moved into the world of sports and you have a sticker with their name on it on the back windshield of your vehicle, or you decide to write, you know, "Go Scott, number 7 or whatever, on the side of your SUV. I don't know. Maybe I'm trying to be overprotective. I'm just thinking if your child is in a situation and somebody could call them by name, that might not end well.
Mm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I'm not trying to make this a worst case scenario. And I know that you want to be proud of your child and all that. But is there some other way that you can do that without compromising that?
Well, and going back to the social media, how many of us have been embarrassed when our parents pull out baby pictures of us to show to our friends or to show other people? Now your baby pictures are literally online for the entire world to see, even once you've grown up. How easy is it for people to go, "Oh, I remember back when they were, you know, when they were born, and look at these naked baby pictures."
I'm telling that guy, he must just be a bit of a prude. I really love yoga pants. I saw a girl the other day at the mall. She had a quarter in her back pocket, and I could tell it was heads.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you for that.
But yeah, no, you're right, Chelsea, about that, because I mean, it's like, also, as somebody just, you know, perusing my Facebook feed, I don't want to see your naked children all over my feed. Please don't do that. Yeah. That's just annoying, you know?
Well, again, if you are concerned about the security of your children, and I know that you are,
right?
Just think twice. Just, again, and with the names on the cars and all that stuff, I mean,
yeah, I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just throwing rocks there at it, but and I don't have a simple solution. And I know that you're proud of your kiddo, but you know, sometimes a little bit of anonymity is probably a good thing. Hello,
hello.
Yeah, I knew that wouldn't go end well. All right, so the pickle juice company is aiming to open a new category within sports drink segments with its proprietary pickle juice formula that it says relieves muscle cramping. Back in 2001, that's when they were founded, the Pickle Juice Company has developed a line of products, all with the same, muscle cramp stuff that that works, okay, apparently. One important thing to note is the name Pickle Juice is really more anecdotal than, we call it Pickle Juice because it's a familiar flavor, says their vice president of global sales. It's a familiar flavor. A lot of people have heard anecdotal stories pertaining to pickle brine. It's a clean ingredient statement. It's a very functional product, and that doesn't, it's just part of the hype.
So it does or does not taste like pickle juice?
Right. Pickle juice has approximately 10 times the amount of electrolytes as some other sports drinks, and its proprietary vinegar formula relieves muscle cramps within 45 to 60 minutes, they say.
Yeah, they say that.
Yeah, for years they've been saying you go drink apple cider vinegar. I mean, I've been hearing that forever. But go ahead.
I've tried the pickle juice thing, and you know, it's. I haven't really noticed a difference. Okay. I don't notice a difference. It doesn't, you know, save my muscles from being sore or keep them from cramping or anything like it says it does. But I don't know. Maybe power of suggestion for some people.
Well,
just stay hydrated.
It's good.
Just drink
water. Pickle juice.
Water is good. Water's there. Water's available. Water's cheap. Hello.
Yeah, is it okay to post pictures of your kids on yoga pants?
Oh, yeah, I guess you're probably good if you wanted to do that.
We got a text message. Yeah. A quarter in her pocket. Do yoga pants have pockets?
Oh, good point.
I said none that I own.
Hey, question about the pickle juice. It sounds like the FDA has already approved that as a treatment for muscle soreness, or is this a potential violation?
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know exactly what their claims are because I don't follow them that closely. Brad, it sounds like you're more conversant on that particular thing than I am.
You know, I don't know about the FDA themselves. Is it just personal anecdotal, you know, information that I have? But, you know, when I started walking and everything and working out like I've been doing, you know, my calves started locking up after about 10,000 steps and things like that. And, you know, I went to pickle juice because I was at the academy and I saw it there and I got it. And, you know, it just didn't really make a difference for me. Okay. But that's just anecdotal, like I said. I don't know.
Well, I just went in to look and I Googled it and came up with pickle juice and tequila. So I don't know. Maybe.
Don't do that.
Maybe that's what I was missing with the tequila.
Trust me. Don't do that.
All right. So, and again, and it's probably not cheap, right?
You know, it's not ridiculously expensive, but it's not cheap, especially if it doesn't work. You
and
know?
Again, if it doesn't work, yeah, then it is. But, okay. All right. So we got, let's see, TV Tonight Voice. What's happening tonight, Chelsea, and The Voice?
The Voice tonight is Knockouts Begin. Okay. So this is when Tim and Faith come and they help, as celebrity advisors in the knockout round. So more people are getting voted off. More people are getting stolen. Okay. It's going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of tears on my end, apparently. Well, I will try to watch tonight's episode. So I'll have an update in the morning.
Okay, so I'm about to visit with Austin Alsup, whose father was Tommy Alsup with the Playboys. What should I ask him, Chelsea? And will he be in the knockout round tonight?
Yes, I don't know if he's going to be on tonight's episode or not till tomorrow. Okay. Not sure, but he's really good. I like him.
Okay, well, I don't know what to ask him, but Allie's going to help me because she watches.
Good.
His dad apparently flipped a quarter for a seat on the plane that Buddy Holly
yeah.
and those guys
that's
were on.
Correct. Yep.
And he obviously lost.
That's correct.
Yep.
Pretty crazy stories.
Nashville musician for a studio musician for a long time. So now, while we're talking about that, yesterday, finally, I I hooked into the Postmodern Jukebox website.
I told you about it.
I know. I mean, they're really something. Do you
it's
know,
awesome,
do you
right?
know PMJ?
No.
PMJ is what they're called, and they're going to be touring. They're going to be touring Texas next week. Matter of fact, they're doing two dates in Austin on.
And they'll be at Reader.
No. They're going to be in Austin. They're going to be in Austin, I think, on Sunday and Monday. And then they're going to be in Houston and Dallas. And what they do is they take current hits, but they do them in a different genre, like whether it's jazz or swing or something like that.
Bluegrass, cool. All kinds of stuff.
There's one guy named Casey Abrams. Is that his name? Do you know him?
I think so.
That name sounds familiar.
Casey Abrams, he plays a stand-up bass. Do this. Go look up the Family Guy. Casey Abrams singing the Family Guy theme.
God.
No, and then thank me later, all right? And just while you're here, and I thought of this because I haven't mentioned, I guess, are you still watching Designated Survivor?
Yes, but I'm an episode or two behind.
No, I think they were off for a couple
of weeks. They jumped the shark already?
No. Compare their music to House of Cards.
Really?
Just compare it. Just listen to it.
Same person?
Same, no, but just kind of
okay.
Kind of got the same kind of a trumpet that's a little bit...
it's got to be good.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. What else?
Hey, something you can ask him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Is he actually played a show with Blake Shelton like 11 or 12 years ago.
That's right, he did. This kid has been playing music
yeah,
a while.
Yeah, and now he's on Blake's team. So that's kind of just interesting.
Maybe it's all set up. Oh, no, wait, they wouldn't do that, would they?
Stop it,
like wrestling.
Yeah, just like exactly like wrestling.
By the way, The Rock is going to do a movie about wrestling. It's going to have Will Ferrell in it.
That's right. Oh, I like that.
How did my show just get hijacked?
We may finally have a good Will Ferrell movie.
Is this sports talk?
Probably not.
We won't have a good Will Ferrell movie. All right, you're on today. Are you working today?
Yeah.
You didn't work Friday?
No, I had things to do.
Okay. All right. Well, very good. All right. So you're on today at 4 o'clock.
I hope so.
All right. There you go. God. Was that the voice we were talking? We didn't even get to the next TV show, did we? Dancing with the Stars is tonight.
Ooh.
That's at 7 o'clock tonight.
There
you go. Can do that.
They're getting close to the end.
Yes, they are. Supergirl tonight. And Linda Carter is on. Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman, she guest stars as the president.
Oh, okay.
So, that's pretty fun. And it's the season premiere as Matt LeBlanc once again tries to continue to have a career after Friends. This is called Man with a Plan. And I saw like a 3-minute...
He was on something. Colbert last night.
Okay. I saw a 3-minute trailer of it, you know, where I'm sure they bring out the funniest lines. And it was horrible. I mean, it was just horrible.
Oh, that's the worst.
Are we taking...
when the preview is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are we taking bets on how long it's going to last?
Well, yeah. I figure they give him 3 weeks. Well, I watched a show called Episodes that he was on for about 2 years, which is Hollywood-based, and he was the star of a bad television show, which he seems to be able to specialize in since Friends. And I'm just saying. But anyway, that's out there today. So we will hope he, you know, is able to maintain his nice house. Hello.
Linda Carter for president. I vote for her.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I imagine that's probably right. There's a lot of people who do that. Wonder Woman, after all, and she wore those, you know, as long as she'd wear those wristband things, then everything would be fine.
Yeah.
General manager of a company that owns radio stations complimented a New Jersey state trooper in a letter after he was ticketed for speeding. The agency wrote on its Facebook page that Dave Koski praised the trooper's attitude after he pulled him over. Koski said the trooper, who wore badge number 7515, could have given him a ticket and walked away, but instead explained that they were trying to save lives and not just hand out tickets. Says that the trooper told him they want people to slow down because there have been some deadly accidents in that section of the parkway, and he told him to have a nice day, but that's the reason that he did that. There you go. And again, always remember that when you get stopped, you're not happy because you've done something stupid and they've caught you. Not a bad time to thank them for the work that they do.
Unfortunately, recently pulled over for speeding.
Okay.
In college station, I was given the exact same explanation. I was lucky enough. I did not end up receiving a ticket, but that was the explanation. It was just there had been a lot of accidents on that particular road because of speeding. So, and I guess you're right. It is kind of nice when they actually give you an explanation and not just, here you go.
Right.
See you later.
Ticket.
Well, slow down.
Hopefully it makes
more
makes
of an impact
on you.
Yes,
when you do
absolutely.
That. Yeah. A24.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
I'm Celia Goode Haddock of University Title in College Station, and it's crucial we elect Mayor Pro Tem John Nichols as our next mayor. I have created jobs right here in College Station, and I understand, much like John, how important it is to keep our economy strong. John is an accomplished economist, has called College Station his home for over 40 years, and is best prepared to serve as our mayor. Join me in voting for John Nichols as our next mayor.
Political ad paid for by the John Nichols campaign. Steve Beachy, Treasurer.
A right-handed early human. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. At the dawn of humanity, the earliest humans would bite down on a piece of food, hold it steady in one hand, while using the other hand to cut the food with a stone tool. But sometimes they'd miss, leaving scratch marks on the teeth in the direction of the hand holding the tool. Now, researchers report in the Journal of Human Evolution that a nearly 2-million-year-old jawbone of Homo habilis from East Africa belonged to a right-handed individual.
Without knowing anything else about the individual, we can look at single teeth and see if the scratches are consistent with a right or a left-hander.
University of Kansas anthropologist David Frayer says while a single fossil can't reveal whether the majority of Homo habilis were right-handers, the discovery implies that the two sides of the brain were already specialized for different tasks. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
I'm Bruce Vail with Your Money Now. In addition to announcing its proposed mega merger with Time Warner over the weekend, AT&T also released its third quarter results. They provided a little window into why the company is seeking to diversify away from its U.S. wireless business. AT&T said it lost 268,000 mainstream wireless phone customers during the quarter. Wireless revenue dipped 0.7%. Missed payments on credit cards that were issued recently by lenders are accelerating faster than missed payments on older cards. The credit bureau TransUnion says nearly 3% of outstanding balances on credit cards issued last year were at least 90 days behind on payments 6 months after they were originated. That compares with 2.2% for cards issued in 2014 and 1.5% for cards given in 2013. The recent increase in subprime lending is one of the big contributors to the pickup in the delinquency rate. That's Your Money Now.
In my line of work, I'm trying to make a difference, not $1 billion, but I want to save for the future, too. So this year, I partnered with TIAA to help me map out a plan. If I stick to it, I could have an income stream for life and maintain my lifestyle in retirement. Looks like a life of rewarding work could pay off for a lifetime.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunco Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Kim Commando here with your Monday Digital Consumer Tech Update. Here are three vital things you need to know after Friday's massive cyber attack. Number one, it will happen again. And next time, it could be much worse. Two, this attack was different. Hackers planted malicious software into millions of home and business routers and security cams, baby monitors, what we call the Internet of Things. When they received the signal, they exploded with millions upon millions of phony requests, shutting down the servers that route the Internet's traffic. Number three, we may never know who did this. The villains play like a James Bond movie. Spooky Julian Assange and his band of global anarchists, Red China, as it faces off with the United States Navy in the South China Sea, and Vladimir Putin, who's trying to upset the presidential election in 15 days. What can you do? Change passwords and update everything. Routers, modems, your cams, and all internet-connected devices. And get the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
You really need to check this out. Epson's revolutionary EcoTang printers. And listen to this. Cartridge-free printing. That's right. Epson has produced a refillable ink tank ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to print up to 8,500 pages. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. You save up to 80% on ink with low-cost replacement bottles. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. Go cartridge-free for an unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. That's Epson.com/EcoTank. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The College Station Police Department is ending a longtime presence at local middle and high schools. The College Station School Board was told at last week's meeting that CSPD wants to go in a different direction. The board was not given details of why PD wants to get out of providing school resource officers. There was no opposition to having SROs from the Brazos County Sheriff's Office. Superintendent Clark Ely told the board he did not want the district establishing its own police department.
Fundamentally, the mission of the school district is to educate children, and fundamentally, the role of a sheriff's office is law and order and public service and protection.
CSISD has been paying CSPD 75% of its cost to provide four SROs, one at each high school, one at College Station Middle School, and one who covers Consolidated Middle School and College View High School. The board is tentatively scheduled to vote next month to pay the sheriff's office 100% of the cost of five SROs, one at each location. The school district would also pay $258,000 in startup costs, most of that in new sheriff's office patrol cars. Three people who are interested in serving the remaining year of a Bryan school board seat will be interviewed by the rest of the members Wednesday night.
There'll be a short, you know, gathering of the board. We'll have to call a meeting to order, go into executive session, and then discuss the process to interview them. Then we'll call each of them in one at a time, and then, you know, we'll have discussion after that. There will not be any action taken on Wednesday night.
Board President Doug Wannenberger says a list of questions will be asked of each of the candidates. They are Julie Harlan, an associate professor at Texas A&M, Jerry Webb, an operating room nurse at College Station Medical Center, and James Henry, a former educator in BISD who currently teaches at Blinn. Today begins early voting in Brazos County at any of five voting centers. It's been a week since local candidates participated in a forum sponsored by the Chamber of Commerce. Questions asked of those running for Bryan City Council included what should be done to reduce future flooding. District 2 candidate Rafael Pena says to look at the data the city has already collected.
Either create a bond to fund those improvements or utilize some of the existing fund balance that we have right now to address those concerns.
District 2 candidate Prentice Madison called in part for a new study.
And also, the city of Bryan is growing. So what I think we need to do is go back and start strengthening our infrastructure. If we can strengthen the infrastructure, we probably can fix or alleviate some of the flooding issues.
District 1 candidate Ruben Marine says first and foremost is the city cleaning out existing creek beds and drainage areas.
Once we do that, then we need to go to the next step and prioritize which areas are actually flooding, which homes are actually flooding.
District 1 candidate Raul Santana wants to research the issue.
That's all I really have to say is I listen, I research, and I speak out, and I want to be your next councilman so I can do that.
And District 1 candidate Al Sines wants the city to acquire property easements.
If we had taken care of that that problem 30, 40, 50 years ago, we wouldn't have had the problems that we experienced within the last year.
You can listen to the Chamber's Candidates Forum online at WTAW.com. And a Friday night shooting in College Station resulted in one person being treated at a local hospital and released for a non-life-threatening injury. Police made no arrest in the shooting at the Eastmark Apartments on Central Park Lane, but two men were arrested for making a false police report. CSPD has not responded to a WTAW news request if the incidents, which were reported at the same time, were related. WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. I'll have more news for you today at noon, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
C&J's Barbecue, been doing this barbecue thing for about 35 years here in Bryan College Station. The Manning family at C&J's wants to thank the community, let them know that obviously they wouldn't be in business without the loyal support and continued patronage. So C&J's Barbecue, thrilled to have grown from just that small, simple, convenience store location to a three-location company. So C&J's wants everybody to come out and help them celebrate 35 years in business with 35% off any purchase, okay? That way they want to feed as many people as possible, though, so there are some limitations. Here they are. 10 pounds total meat max per person, 10-pound limit per side dish, 2-slab rib limit, and a 2-whole chicken limit. Now, what you do is you call your favorite C&J's barbecue location today for pickup tomorrow and get the 35% discount when you pick your order up on Tuesday. It's the Manning family's way of saying thank you for making C&J successful for 35 years here. Call your favorite C&J's barbecue location today for pickup tomorrow. That's C&J's Barbecue, celebrating 35 years.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
Hey, this is Mark down in Sovac City. Imagine you're in the jungle. You're looking for that trophy, but you're not actually looking for an animal. You're looking for a vacuum cleaner. At the Sovac City Superstore, you can find that trophy vacuum. It will clean. It will manicure. It will make everything look that much better in your house. It'll get rid of your allergies. It'll help your air be clean, but only at Sovac City Superstore. We're between Rock Prairie and Deacon on the feeder road. Come on down and see us.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:38. Our weather's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, not much of that in the forecast for today. We may see it peak through the clouds, but we should see more clouds than sun. There's the chance for an isolated shower. Temperatures 80 to 85 through the afternoon. It's going to be partly cloudy tonight, 60 to 65. Sunshine's with us tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 85. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 60 to 65. And sunny close to 85 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
All right, so here we go. Milk is kind of tricky. You buy too little and you run out. You buy too much, it goes bad. That's a waste of money.
Story of my life.
So your best bet may be buy organic.
I thought we just told people not to buy organic, Scott.
All right, now, well, I'm trying to give you both sides.
Okay.
Organic milk lasts at least a week longer, sometimes as many as 3 weeks longer than the regular milk. Now, you can go buy a gallon or two at a time, knowing the organic milk has a more enduring shelf life instead of replacing it in the fridge every week right when it expires.
You know it lasts even longer?
What?
Almond milk.
Yeah, you're right. That does.
And coconut milk, too.
Now, organic milk is just damned expensive, okay? That I understand the point that, you know, you could have to throw some of it out, but wouldn't you be even angrier if you had to throw out organic milk?
Yeah.
And you're right, the almond milk does last longer.
Mm-hmm.
And
like weeks
yeah,
longer.
And it tastes okay.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Now, I mean, they've got all kinds, reduced fat and,
right.
And chocolate. And
well, and I think it depends on what you're using it for.
Because mm-hmm.
some people don't mind it in their cereal or in a smoothie or something. But if maybe you're just drinking it straight out of a glass, then you prefer your good old regular cow milk.
Or out of a carton.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah. Hello?
But did you mention why the organic milk lasts longer?
Okay, why?
Well, it's because it's got that ultra-high temperature pasteurizing. The same thing, if you go by like half and half and some of the stuff, it'll be like good for 2 or 3 months.
Yeah.
It's the same process. So if that's what does it. It's the way that it's pasteurized.
Okay. Well, I always wondered why that whipping cream, you know, that cream would last longer in the half and half. And it does. It lasts a long time. And then, of course, cottage cheese. And then how do you know when sour cream goes bad?
Ooh, yeah.
All right. So all these different kinds of milk. And that brings up, when you think of milk, what else do you think of?
Ice cream.
Okay. How about Oreos?
No, that too.
Okay. We're going with Oreos.
Yeah.
So you might be able to win a few bucks if you bet this. But it is possible to accurately predict which side gets the icing when you twist an Oreo cookie apart.
No.
Yeah. Now, I know you're sitting around with your buddies drinking and you got a stack of Oreos in front of you.
I bet I can tell you which side yeah. the cream's going to be on.
Yep. Some scientists with obviously way too much time on their hands actually did the research, and it comes down to this. Just test one cookie from the box. Every other cookie in the entire package will turn out the same way. In other words, just position your Oreo box so the text faces the right way. Then take the cookie out from the upper left-hand corner, twist it open. Okay? If the icing sticks on the left side, then it'll be on the left side for every other cookie.
Ooh.
And the same goes for the icing if it's on the right. The reason? The machine pumps the icing onto one wafer and then puts the second wafer on top. The icing just sticks better to the first wafer, like, you know, a hot glue gun kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then the cookies are loaded into packages the exact same way. Now, that is important information.
Yeah.
You can impress people with that, if not win money.
I knew there was a reason I couldn't sleep last night.
Yeah.
Now I'll be fine tonight. That's
exactly what it is. All right, so jack-o'-lanterns, pumpkins, cutting up pumpkins. Look, there seem to be some outstanding pumpkins still out there, which is a good thing, because when you cut it up has a lot to do with it. And we're about to the point where it's time to do that.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, because if you go too soon, then they get kind of trashy looking.
Nushy, yeah.
Remember this, after you make your incisions, that if you put Vaseline on it, then that will kind of seal it up a little bit. And
okay.
It won't dry out as quickly. By the way, they're also making things called Trumpkins. I'm just saying.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Trumpkins. You know,
oh.
they look like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. All right, but if you want to do something different, the pineapple jack-o'-lantern.
Ooh.
Get a whole pineapple, slice off the top by making a straight cut through the fruit about an inch below the top,
mm-hmm.
and set it aside for later. Next, use the knife to carefully cut out and score the fruit, and then use a spoon to scoop out the inside. Okay, and then you can save that for a smoothie.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would eat the pineapple. Yeah.
Okay, pat the interior dry with a paper towel, then grab your knife again. Carve out the face the same way that you would if you were doing a pumpkin. And the final step is to put a battery-operated tea light on the inside, and then you put the top back on. Thus, you got the spiky hair look.
Right.
Okay, and it's back to looking like the original.
But pineapples are kind of pokey.
Well, they are. You got
to
maybe
have to wear gloves or something while you're carving.
Or do you sand them down a little bit?
Oh,
just get
yeah.
a little sandpaper.
That is way too difficult.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, come on.
That's a lot of work.
I'll stick with the pumpkins.
Or if you got the little Dremel tool, you could do that. Go through and take care of that. So, I don't know. My kids, fortunately, didn't want to do those a whole lot. I think I did maybe four pumpkins in my life with kids. So, that's not too bad. But anyhow.
I did one last year, and it looked like my dog.
Why'd you do that? had it been a while, or do you do it every year?
Yeah, on purpose. It had been a while, and we had a pumpkin carving little get-together, and I used my dog as my muse.
That's it. There you go. Gilmore Girls news.
Ooh, yes.
Here you go.
Finally.
Get this. Gilmore Girls could have been a much different legacy if one actor had nailed the audition. Jamie Doldofsky told TV Line that Ryan Gosling tried out for the role.
Really?
Yep,
for which role?
I don't know.
Does it say?
No, it just says he tried out for a role on the cult hit back in the day. But it kind of fell flat, despite the fact that he was an established star at the time. It was one more reason they wanted to roll it out to remind you, Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life, set to premiere with 4 90-minute episodes on Netflix on November the 25th, the day after Thanksgiving?
Yes.
Yep.
Wow, okay.
That could have really changed Ryan Gosling's career, too.
That's
interesting.
That's kind of what they're saying, I guess. And as we mentioned a minute ago, Will Ferrell's going to be producing the Rock's movie about professional wrestling.
So he's not going to be in it?
That's what they're saying right now. It could always change.
True.
It could always change, but we're just saying. All right, let's see what else. DVD sales. When's the last time you bought a DVD? About that.
Yeah.
Number one is Ghostbusters. Answer the Call. Number two is The Legend of Tarzan. Video rentals. Again, when was the last time you did that?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I can remember seeing people standing around the red boxes.
Yes.
And I don't know. It's not like I am always watching those, but the other day I was surprised. I'm in the parking lot of a local pharmacatorium, and a person actually went up and was renting something from Redbox, and I was thinking, man, it's been a while since I've seen that.
I mean, we don't even have a working DVD player in my household.
Really? In your computer?
Not
a freestanding that's hooked directly to the TV.
Right. I mean, my roommate and I just don't watch movies unless they're on TV or we just watch it on Netflix.
Yeah,
so,
right. Well, and that's, I think that's really what has happened.
Yeah, neither one of us are just big.
Too much. Well, okay, I got to get in a car and I got to drive to someplace and I got to do that. Then I got to take it back and that's not going to happen. Anyway, so top rentals are Neighbors 2, Sorority Rising, number 2, The Conjuring, and number 3, Bloodfather. Halloween.
Either.
There you are. Yeah.
It's Karistan month at Aggieland Carpet One. Speaking with Ron Smith.
Ron, you offer a lot of rugs here in Aggieland Carpet One. You've got a ton of Karistan rugs hanging in the back. Tell me about those.
Well, Karistan rugs are some of the finest rugs made. They have been for many years. They're one of the oldest rug manufacturers in the United States. They are all American made, and that's really a great thing for a very high quality product.
They're an heirloom quality, and what that means to people is they can pass them down to generations, and you've seen that.
Oh, they're so durable. I think their durability, the quality of the wool is second to none. They use the finest New Zealand wool. They don't use just the same New Zealand wool that others are using. They're using the top grade, the very finest wool. Those rugs are built to last. They are very easy to keep clean and take care of.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6. Beautiful.
If you're like me, you have trouble from time to time figuring out what you're going to eat that day, how you're going to get it cooked, how you're going to serve it to yourself. Well, imagine being the director of child nutrition for a school district, a big school district. Well, that's what Diane Dom is for the College Station, ISD. And she does not direct the serving of just one person. No, no, not at all.
We typically serve about a little over 2,000 children every day at breakfast, and a little bit over 6,500 people at lunch. So those numbers include both the students, staff, and we get a lot of parents and grandparents that come up and eat with the younger children as well. We have about 110 people who are employed out in the kitchen and 7 of us in the office that make sure that everything is going smoothly.
Challenges? Yeah, you bet.
We never know how many children are going to eat with us every day. We want to give those children a choice, so we're not always sure which children are going to choose the chicken nuggets or the hamburger or anything else that we have on our menu.
So you heard Diane Dom right. Typically 2,000 for breakfast, 6,500 for lunch. Yep, that's 8,500 meals 5 days a week.
And that's not including the children that come back for the second slice of pizza or an extra helping of fruit, which some of them do, or some of the snacks that we sell at the upper grade. So, yes, we have very busy kitchens every day of the school year.
Now, child nutrition is a big deal. Child obesity has been a big problem, but they're making strides on that, and they're always conscious of that.
I like to explain it as a three-pronged balance. We are very highly regulated by the federal government because we are a federal program. We're part of the National School Breakfast and National School Lunch programs. We do have strict guidelines for our menu. They must meet certain calorie, certain fat, and certain sodium levels. We have to provide fruits and vegetables every day at lunch, and the vegetables, we have to do a variety of vegetables, so we make sure that we're serving the dark green veggies and the dark orange veggies, as well as the corn and green beans and carrots that children like to eat every day. So we're balancing our government regulations with what children love to eat and want to eat, as well as with our cost. We are self-funded. Our goal is to have a break-even balance where we are not taking any district money away from the classroom. So we are funded primarily by the money that the government is giving us for serving meals to the children, as well as to the money that the children pay for their portion of the meal.
And folks like Diane Dom have to look out for the bottom line, too. They've got to estimate how much food is going to be eaten and minimize the food that is discarded.
That would be correct. So our goal is to have enough for the last child who is in line still having a choice without having too much extra food. But we definitely want to take care of our customers, but we do also have to balance that with watching our bottom line. We're very much some small restaurants inside of schools. So just like your local restaurant, we're watching our bottom line, but our customer service is going to be a priority.
Of course, there's lots of school districts in our area who have directors of child nutrition who do the same thing. But this is Diane Dom visiting with us. She's over 16 kitchens in the College Station ISD, and we thank her for what she does. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Have you outgrown your nest? I'm Clayton Van Ness. Call my mom, Monica, to find your dream nest.
Hi, I'm Monica Van Est with Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, Aggie Class of 03. After being in the real estate business 16 years, I've learned how to help my clients find the perfect nest. Have you found that you have an empty nest and need to downsize? Are you looking for a new nest or looking to buy a nest for your investment? Call Monica Van Est, Agtown Realtors, 574-4118.
I'm John, a volunteer at United Way. I'm here at Lincoln Elementary School to find out what this place needs. Who knows better about what kids need than kids, right? Let's ask them.
Monsters! Lasers!
A pool!
Another guinea pig!
More lasers!
Sprinkles!
I was thinking more spinach at lunchtime and maybe more exercise.
Nah. Nuh-uh.
Lasers are cool.
When it comes to creating healthier communities, what this place needs is you. To donate or volunteer, go to unitedway.org. Because great things happen when we live united. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Oh, hi. Right now, I'm getting a remarkably heartfelt bear hug from Smokey Bear. Thanks, big guy. Now, if you could let me down. See, I made sure there were no low-hanging branches when I set up my campfire. And before we left, I drowned out my campfire, stirred it, drowned it out again, then made sure it was cold. Visit SmokeyBear.com to learn tips to prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm Mary Kay Moore, candidate for Mayor of Bryan. I don't have colorful signs, but I do have enthusiastic supporters and the interest of all of Bryan's citizens at heart. My campaign will be outspent, but nothing can beat my 22 years of municipal government experience, my training as a certified public accountant, or my skills as a mediator. It is time to bring the factions in Bryan together to serve all of Bryan's citizens, to work for development while enhancing what we already have. I am proud to ask for your vote to keep Bryan strong and would appreciate your support.
Proven knowledge, proven leadership, proven experience, proven community commitment. Vote Mary Kay Moore as your next qualified mayor for the city of Bryan. Political ad paid for by Mary Kay for Mayor campaign. Patrick Moore, treasurer.
Barker's Heating and Cooling has put our customer satisfaction first and been a part of our community since 1974. Thank you for voting us best of the Brazos for over 10 years and making us an Aggie tradition in AC and heating services. We pledge to always deliver quality service and products as a premier Lennox dealer. Call us today to take advantage of our fall rebate with special financing on new systems. 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Lennox dealer in Bryan-College Station. License number TACALA-28100.
Join me, Blanche Brick, in voting for Linda Harvell for College Station City Council. Sam Rayburn once commented on John Kennedy's Harvard-educated advisors, saying, "I'd feel a lot better if some of them had run for sheriff just once." Linda Harvell has not only run for council, she has chaired the Historic Preservation Committee and served on other important committees to become familiar with how the city operates. Linda Harvell has the knowledge, experience, and common sense that will help her represent you.
Paid for by the Linda Harvell campaign. Ben White, treasurer.
Good morning. About 4 till. News Talk 1620, WTAW. Is it possible to be too concerned? Jasmine Turner, working in a shopping center in Suffolk, Virginia, police notified her that there was a child locked in her car in the parking lot. She didn't have any kids.
Oh.
So you're not exactly sure who in the world was locked in her parking car in the parking lot. So police said that they couldn't wait to hear from her, so they broke out her back windows to get the child out. Well, what happened was somebody walked by, and they thought they saw a child in there, and what it was a wig on top of a bunch of blankets.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, Jasmine's not too happy.
No.
I just want my window fixed and them to pay for it.
Yeah.
Either being in a rental or whatever the case may be, I can't take off work. I've got bills to pay. Police told her they can't pay for the damage, and she has to file a petition with the town to consider reimbursing her. All because somebody went by, some Nancy Nosy, and
well, but then even then, the police didn't look hard enough to realize it wasn't a child before they knocked through a window.
Indication. All right, so if you're going to pay for a trip to the movie theater, you may as well have the best seat that you can. So where do you sit?
Not next to me talking to yourself.
Okay, according to the way most theaters are set up, it would be two-thirds up and in the center of the row. I don't want to be in the center of the row. I don't want to walk over people's feet, okay? I'm just saying.
You get there early enough so you don't have to walk over
there
people.
You go. This is according to THX, the audio company. They were founded in 1983 by a guy named George Lucas. How'd that work out? Yeah, and well, it mattered that it was a movie that had THX in the title, and that he put that system together for that, and that's still called THX, okay? So anyhow, that's what you should do is two-thirds of the way up. Middle of the row should be good.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998. Or visit ctwp.com today.
This is former mayor of Bryan, Ron Blatchley. I understand what it takes to lead our city.
and I wholeheartedly endorse Andrew Nelson to be our next mayor. Andrew will end the fighting at City Hall and unite our community and council to keep Bryan moving forward. As a small business owner, Andrew has met a payroll, he's created jobs, and dealt with complex budgets. Join me in voting Andrew Nelson as our next mayor of Bryan.
Political ad paid for by the Andrew Nelson campaign, Kenny Lawson, treasurer.
Looking to earn college credit in less than 3 weeks? Then try a mini-mester class at Blinn College. With a wide variety of courses offered on campus and online, the mini-mester doesn't have to interfere with your break, and it definitely won't break the bank. Blinn's mini-mester courses are a fraction of the cost, and most transfer seamlessly into your university degree plan. Take a class you need for your transcript, or simply try something new. Register today at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
News Talk 1620 WTAW T-Swizz.
Woohoo!
In Austin over the weekend.
Oh!
Yeah, her one and only concert for the Formula One United States Grand Prix. Debuted a solo piano version of Calvin Harris's hit that features her voice, which she co-wrote, called This Is What You Came For.
Oh.
That was only one of the new tunes. She has a 15-song set featured on her album, featured stuff from her album 1989 in Red. And Cher says, yes, this is her final tour. Until it's not.
Yeah, until the next one.
That's right. Part of her.